At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are 2 small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkle. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me. Just get a hold of me. Today, we got another members heater for you. We have Jed coming on the show. Oh, before we get to Jed, though, just a reminder to you guys, next Thursday, we're a week away from dropping an app for you guys as members. So look forward to that, because next Thursday, you can scrap the Castos app, and we are going to be launching the Confessionals app, and you can download it right now in your app store, whether it's Google Play or Apple. It's there and available. You just can't log in yet, but that's coming soon. Stay tuned for instructions on how to log into the app the first time you do it, because it will be different than on the website. So we'll be releasing that information on the website for you. So stay tuned to that. If you have any questions, feel free to email us and we'll be happy to answer your questions. All right, now let's get to this week's show. We got Jed coming on, and anything from the U.S. Nimitz, where he was stationed at from 2011 to 2014, having some experiences on the ship, to in his personal life with him and his wife in their apartment and the hauntings that came from that. We have Jed talking about all these things on today's show, so let's get to Jed right now. All right, today we got Jed on the show. Jed, what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Just enjoying this cool snowy day down here.
Yes. And where is down here, by the way?
West Virginia, southern West Virginia.
That's right. So there's that nor'easter happening. I just saw it yesterday up in Pennsylvania. And I was like, man, I'm glad I'm not there. I walk outside today and it was around lunchtime, it was about 40 degrees out. And to me, it felt like it was 20. I'm like, man, I adjusted this Southern living thing real fast. Like, I was dying.
Yeah, it's awful. It's the highest 29 today. And like a week and a half ago, it was almost 80 degrees. It's terrible right now.
Yeah, that's what I was telling my brother just before he got down here. He just started working for me last week. And before he got down here, we were having like 80 degree weather. And I told him, I said, you should probably just go back to Pennsylvania. So, yeah, you know, it's like, son, there's something, there's some kind of connection between you and the weather. So listen, man, you and I met each other at BlurryCon, and you said to me that we had an interview scheduled in a few weeks from BlurryCon. And I checked right there and I saw you. And so here you are. Are you still active military, or are you retired?
No, I separated back in 2014. Thank the good Lord.
Gotcha. 2014. So you're going on about a decade not being in. So you've had some experiences in the military. You've had stuff while you were at home, but serving, and you've also had some experiences when you were a security officer at a hospital, a mental hospital. So we talked about it, and I think we're going to start off with the apartment, which is, well, it's very interesting with some of the things that happened starting. I guess it started with your wife. So I'll let you, I'm not going to spoil the story though. So I'll let you tell the story.
Yeah, no, you're good. So it, in the military, you, especially the Navy, you have what's called duty, and duty sucks, but everybody's got to do it. And it gets a little less sucky when you're in the fleet, because when you're on your ship, it's typically just, you know, 24-hour shift unless you really mess up, and then it's, you know, a weekend or something. But that's usually because the whole division screwed up or something. So they split you up in about seven shifts or six shifts, that way you don't have the same day every time. And so I was away on duty, and I get back and my wife was, she was shooken. I was like, what in the world is going on with you? She said, honey, last night when I was going to bed, Layla and I, who was our dog, she's laying down beside me right now. So Layla and I were laying down to go to bed, and when I was starting to drift off, the bed lifted up off the ground, and then it just dropped. It's like, holy cow. Like, are you sure that's what happened? She goes, yes, I'm 100% positive. And she was so freaked out that she actually slept in the living room with the local Christian music station playing for the rest of that night. I was like, I didn't, you know, I don't blame her. And at that time, whenever we would go to bed, I would actually have worship music playing, right? And, you know, the whole spiritual concept, you know, is worship is our weapon, right? Worship is a weapon. And so I would play that kind of like, you know, just to protect, because I'm a pastor's son. And so I just understand the significance of, you know, the spiritual side of the house. And so about a week goes by, and we're getting ready for bed. And Layla gets down, and she starts barking her head off. And I'm, Layla, what are you doing? Shut up. Get back. Come on. It's bedtime. Let's go. It's like 10 o'clock at night. We have to be up at 5 for the Navy, all that good stuff. You know, she jumps in the bed. About a minute later, it gets down, starts barking her head off again. And then I start hearing rustling or something. Well, went from rustling in the kitchen to full on like dishes banging, not the settling, like the occasional clink in the sink, but it was like banging, cabinets opening and shutting on their own. And at that point, I was fed up with it. I get out and I just started going to war with it, you know, rebuking it and binding it, you know, in Jesus' name, and not letting it back. And it never actually left, but it didn't really mess with us anymore after that. I think, I don't know, it was weird. It was crazy though, but you know, I've been scratched in our sleep before that happened. So my wife's Mexican, so she makes, you know, spicy food, which is part of the reason why I married her. She, when we were dating, she cooked for me. made me enchiladas from scratch, and I had a bite, and I was like, man, I'm marrying this girl.
Yep. Yeah, that's a secret weapon, and the women know it too. They're like, I really like this guy. I'm going to make him my best meal, and he's going to be mine forever.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, it worked. I'm about like 60 pounds heavier than what I was when we got married, so, you know, it's worth it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But she, that night she had made like jalapeno boats. And so I thought it was just, you know, just whatever, like her rubbing up the back and, you know, the jalapeno juice on her fingernails or something. But then she was like, no, like I always use lemon on my fingernails and always like scrub really good because I don't want to, you know, scratch myself or get it in my eyes or anything either. So it's like, well, but what happened was, woke up in the middle of the night at about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and there was these three scratches going down my back, and it felt like fire, just absolute fire, just burning down. Like, you know, have you ever fallen and like scraped your back on concrete or something like that? Well, you're from the city, so I'd probably guarantee you have. Like, it felt like that.
I've had my face smashed off a curb. Yes, thanks for bringing
that up. Yeah. Oh, sorry. yeah, that sucks. Sorry. But the burning sensation of the gravel, like tearing at your skin, it felt like that, but somewhat deep. And I just chalked it up to that. And then it dawned on to me until about 2 or 3 years ago. It was like, yo, that was just a straight up attack. Got scratched. And then in that apartment, every time you would try to go to sleep, there was these two dots about spaced out like an eye, shaped like an eye. Like, you know how kids draw an eye in about like fourth or fifth grade? It's like the pointy ovals. Is these green glowing dots, and they would be on the wall that you're facing. You're like, okay, well, let's turn because it's probably coincidental. And then you're staring at the ceiling, and those dots just appear. And they just follow you wherever you're turning until you fall asleep. You know, it's like, it's just watching you.
So what caused this stuff to start? Do you have any idea? I mean, like, you come home and your wife tells you what happened the night before. Was there anything that kind of, that you can look back at as to why that all started? Was the place haunted when you moved in or anything like that?
I don't know. So I think so. This is controversial, but I mean, whatever. And you're also the self-proclaimed portal guy, so you probably have better input with this than me. But this was in Everett, Washington, and the Pacific Northwest is one of the most unchurched regions in America at that point when I was living there. I don't know if it is still right now or not. But with that comes a lot of spiritual darkness, right? And so, I don't know if the person that rented the apartment before has practiced witchcraft or was in the occult or even just committed suicide, but I think, in that closet, like a portal was open because we never actually spent significant time in that closet. It was actually a big walk-in, and all of our clothes was within arm's length reach because we would just crack the door open, go in.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.